Another Indiana institution that is threatened is Senator Richard Lugar. A poll was published this morning, the Howie DePaul University poll, that shows that Richard Murdoch, the Indiana State Treasurer, who is challenging Senator Richard Lugar for a seventh term in the United States Senate, he is now leading in that poll by 10 percentage points. And a emotional Senator Richard Lugar held a press conference earlier this morning where he literally begged for the support of farmers, of working people, of Democrats, of independents, of African Americans to stay in office for an unprecedented seventh term. So we'll also be talking about the survival of a Richard Lugar in our first hour. But again, we're out here. We're going to kind of move inside the New Orleans place, black-owned restaurant down here. And I think the real question is, when we talk about Senator Richard Lugar, a month ago in the polling, it was Senator Lugar 42%, Richard Murdoch 35%. Now it's Richard Murdoch 48%, Senator Lugar 38%. That's a swing of 17 percentage points in 1 month. Richard Murdoch's support among Republicans, because this is a Republican primary, swung 13 points in his favor, while Senator Lugar actually lost support. If this poll holds out on Election Day Tuesday, it would be a stunning repudiation of the old longest-serving Republican United States Senator, and a repudiation of an individual who began his political career on the Indianapolis Public School Board back in the early 1960s, went from the school board to mayor of Indianapolis, led Indianapolis into the Unigov era, went from there to the United States Senate in 1976. But in his remarks to the media this morning, Senator Lugar, for the first time, openly courted the support of Democrats, openly courted the support of minorities. And this raises a question. The kind of kick off the show at 239-1310, 239-1310. If in the past, in a general election, you voted for Senator Lugar, because somewhere between 15 to 20% of African Americans who have voted in Senate elections in the past have voted for Dick Lugar over the Democratic candidate. And 6 years ago, the Democrats didn't even run anybody against Dick Lugar for the United States Senate. But the question remains, if you're somebody that voted for Dick Lugar in the past in an election in November, would you be willing, when you go and vote this Tuesday, not to vote in the Democratic primary, ask for a Republican ballot just to save Senator Richard Lugar? He's counting on crossover votes to keep him in office. And my question is, I personally don't think it's going to happen, but since we have the smartest talk show audience in the whole country, what do you think? 239-1310, 239-1310, it's Afternoons with Amos. Would African Americans who have supported Richard Lugar before for the United States Senate in the general election, would they walk into their polling place on Tuesday and say, no, don't give me the Democratic ballot, give me a Republican ballot so I can vote for Senator Lugar? 239-1310, 239-1310, or you can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 85620, keyword Amos, 85620, keyword Amos. Speaking of the Indianapolis Public Schools, there is this controversy continues to simmer over what happened to an African-American student at Tech High School who was bullied because of his dress, even though he was within the confines of the dress code. He was bullied for his dress. He was bullied for his orientation. He complained about it to school officials at Tech High School. Parent complained about it to school officials at Tech High School. Evidently, nothing was done to deal with the bullying. The mom, frustrated, gave her kid a stun gun. Yes, we know that's wrong. Yes, we know that makes no sense. The kid fired off the stun gun into the air, trying to scare the bullies away. Now IPS is trying to expel the student. who was being bullied, nothing about the people that was doing the bullying. IPS school board member Samantha Adair White is now calling for an investigation into this incident and raising the larger specter, does IPS take bullying seriously? And as many times as we've heard complaints on this program from people who have been bullied or who've had problems with bullying at IPS and perception that IPS does nothing, you may want to weigh in on that. Anyway, 239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon, Mr. Amos. Let us start today with Anonymous. Anonymous, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. I was just calling to comment on voting for Senator Lugar. Mm-hmm. I don't recall whether I've ever voted for him before, but I certainly don't think I would be voting for Senator Lugar if he is against what our president, his platform. So, no, I will not be supporting Senator Lugar. I wouldn't even think about crossing over, and I wouldn't recommend for anybody else to do it because our president is going to have enough people against him to have the people of his party to cross over just to vote for Senator Lugar, who is not with the program of the president. That's all I have to say.
All righty, Anonymous, I appreciate it. Let me go to Bill at 239-1310. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hi, Amos. I have been thinking about this ever since Lugar got an opponent, mm-hmm. and I have the dilemma of perception is that the Democrat would have a better chance against Murdoch than against Lugar, and that would help the Democratic side. But also, I wouldn't have any problems, although Lugar has never been a friend of mine. I haven't cared for him since UNIGOV. But I wouldn't have a problem crossing over.
Yeah.
But I believe if we do that, then that would give the Tea Party momentum. If Murdoch defeats Lugar,
yeah.
Also. So you know, I don't know what I'm curious to know what your take on your opinion is on that.
You know, you Bill have really put the dilemma that people are facing in this. I mean, just like the first caller said, Senator Lugar, you know, in his ads has dogged out the president by name, and African Americans don't appreciate that. On the other side of the coin, Richard Murdoch has not said anything that he would be a friend or even remotely sympathetic to issues of importance of the African-American community. He's not done it as state treasurer. He's been virtually, as state treasurer, invisible in our African-American community. People really don't know him. So you've got that dynamic. You've also got the dynamic in a lot of precincts that are primarily Democratic. You might get hassled. Trying to vote as Republican in the primary, even though that is a voter's legal right to do that. And I think there's going to be some prayer among people this weekend trying to make a decision on that. Anyway, I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Dawson at 239-1310. Hi, Dawson. You're on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is Dawson.
Yes, go ahead, Dawson.
Well, all I want to say is Lugar is too old to be in office now, and I want to find out who I'm going to vote for when I go up there. That's my comment for the day. These people think somebody's crazy. If the working man and retired folks, what's kept this country going and buying cars and everything else, and they're trying to keep them from working and everything else.
All right, good
That's
point, my brother.
That's my comment.
All right, good point, my brother. I appreciate it. Let me go to Mike at 239-1310. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Amos. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know, Amos, I can recall Lugar when he was running for mayor and back in Indianapolis, and I used to play baseball with his son, and even when Lugar was a mayor of Indianapolis, he used to come to our little jamboree, the little parade we had before when I was 4 or 5 years old, and he was always active in the community.
Yep.
But I have a big problem with the senator right now, mm-hmm. is that he has been absent not only from the community, but from the state of Indiana. And I just can't see wasting a vote for somebody who lives in Virginia, you know, because when it rains here, it's sunny there. You know, when it's a drought here, it's prosperous there. So let the chips fall where they may. But, you know, although he's been honorable, and I agree with Bill, Unidub was probably about one of the worstest things Luger ever done to Indianapolis, Indiana, outside being a homeless senator right now. So, you know, I don't know. Is there a Democrat up to run up on that slate, Amos? And if so, I haven't heard of his name, so maybe you might want to.
Well, no, now the Democrat that's waiting in the wings is Joe Donnelly, who was on our program on Wednesday. Joe Donnelly is just, you know, waiting to see what happens, because if Dick Lugar's not on that ballot, all of a sudden Joe Donnelly becomes an extremely attractive alternative for a lot of people that don't want to stomach Richard Murdoch as the next United States Senator from Indiana. Let me go to the phones. And Greg at 239-1310. Greg, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to say something. First, this all started when the Tea Party threatened any Republican that voted for anything for Obama that they was gonna get him. And Lugar voted something for Obama, and so that's why they're coming after him. I do not want to see Lugar lose this, because then the Tea Party could use this for every other senator in the Congress, that we can take down Lugar, then we'll take down any of y'all. So y'all better never vote for nothing for Obama. This is bigger than that. When you fighting, you don't kick everybody's butt. You just kick the toughest man butt in the party, and then everybody else will fall in line. And this is exactly what the deal is. Even though I don't like Lugar much, the bigger picture is we can't let the Tea Party continue to be connected with the strength they have. They have to lose these elections so we can get back to some better decision-making by the Republicans, unfair decisions, and then we can get some of the Obama stuff passed. But if Lugar goes down, that makes it hard for Obama, because that's going to scare every single Republican up there. That the big boy can go, we can go. And they're really going to be against Obama. So it's a bigger picture than that. So I cross over. Yes, I cross over. I can't let the Tea Party do what they do. And I know they hate. I know I met Murdoch. I was going through the mall. He had his little thing up at the Arts Garden. Mm-hmm. I walked past him, said hi to him. He looked at me like he was scared of me. You know, didn't say nothing back. That told me a much back then. I said, who's this guy? Oh, that's Murdoch. Well, I said, try to be respectful. Say, how you doing? He looked at me scared, like he didn't want to walk past me. You know, I asked him a couple questions one time about what he thought about privatizing, no unions. He's for no unions and all the other kind of junk. So, we can't even give him a chance. You know, just for him, even though if he wins and loses by Lugar losing, it will still have a major effect up in Washington with the other Republicans going along with Obama. We got to change that.
All right, my brother, good, great points as always. 239-1310, 239-1310, this afternoon's with Amos. Richard Lugar, brand new poll out today. The Howie DePaul University poll shows State Treasurer Richard Murdoch ahead of Dick Lugar by 10 points. Huge swing in the last month. Now Dick Lugar is literally begging for the support of people who normally would not vote in a Republican primary. In past general elections, 15 to 25% of the black vote has voted for Dick Lugar for the United States Senate. In this, would you cross over to save Dick Lugar to keep him into the finals against the Democrat Joe Donnelly? Or, you know, do we just wait and try to settle this in the finals in November? Let me go to Joyce at 239-1310. Joyce, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Amos. Just commenting on the Richard Lugar issue, I believe that it is time for new blood. He has been in there a long time. He doesn't live here. How do you know what goes on somewhere where you do not really have any connection? You don't know anything about the day-to-day life of the people in this city. So therefore, I see no reason for you to call yourself a representative of our city. You don't live here. So it's time for him to move on. I don't know that much about Mr. Donnelly, but six in one hand, half a dozen in another. He can't be much worse than Lugar. So maybe we should at least give the man a chance.
Well, now, Joyce, let me ask you. We've had Joe Donnelly on the program three times in the last 6 or 7 weeks. What else would you – when he comes back on again, and it may be Wednesday for a short period of time, but in a little bit longer – later in the month, what would you like to hear from him?
basically, what are you going to do about the job situation in our city? How can we get more control over some of the crime issues in our city without flooding the neighborhoods with additional police on every corner, targeting everything that looks like a black man? Every black man is not a bad man, and we need to get rid of that fallacy. But basically just taking care of the situation here in this city, and when you go to Washington as our representative, represent all the people.
All right, good points, my sister. I appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon with Amos. We are live at the New Orleans House restaurant, and if you come by and eat now, between now and 3 o'clock at the New Orleans House, 10% of what you pay for will be donated to the Madam Walker Theater Center, trying to help them out. 239-1310, let me go to Janice. Has a comment about the voter cards that are being sent out, telling people where they vote. Janice, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Amos. I enjoy your show. I listen to it just as many times as I can. And how are you?
I'm fine. Go ahead.
On the voter registration card, if somebody was to get a hold of this, they would, on the voter ID, they would have your birth date and the last four digits of your Social Security card.
You know, I heard about that. I have not gotten my card telling me where my polling place is, but somebody sent me an email today. A couple of the candidates who are challenging incumbent judges, Democrat Greg Bowes and Republican Paul Ogden, pointed that out. And I kind of asked people on Twitter whether they had seen that. So you're confirming that your date of birth, and part of your Social Security number was on the card.
That's four digits. I was like, my mail the other day was taken by, you know, was delivered wrong. And and I thought if this card was delivered wrong, because the people are questionable that brought me my mail, and I thought they could steal my identity, which has been stolen twice.
You're absolutely right. If that is the case, and others can tell me at 239-1310, that's kind of that is crazy. And that card was sent out by the Voter Registration Bureau, which is run jointly by Democrats and Republicans. And that's not a good look. Anyway, I appreciate that.
And I have a comment about Richard Lugar.
Yes.
I think Richard Lugar should have thought about being here in Indiana. And if he wants people to vote for him, he should tell his candidates and people that he's going to vote for that I'm moving from Virginia back to Indiana. And I think if he did that, people might vote for him.
Good point, my sister. I appreciate it. As many vacant houses as we have in Indiana, plenty of places for him to pick, choose from. Back to the phones at 239-1310. And Esther. Esther, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Brother Amos. How are you?
Thank you. What's up?
About the bullying at school. I used to drive for Tech. I don't drive there this year. And they had a theme there that whatever you took to her, she handled the problems. Dr. White moved her around. I think she's at Northwest now. But as far as putting that young man out of school, that was their reasoning for having everybody dress alike, wasn't it? So wouldn't nobody get bullied?
Yep.
It's not working. We tried to say that when it started. These kids are going to all have different personalities regardless of what they wear. And the clothes doesn't change it. But actually, those officials at Tech should have handled that problem. I am really, really upset about that.
I agree with you. I'm with you when you're right, my sister. I appreciate it. Let me go to Glenna at 239-1310. Hi, Glenna. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Amos.
Glenna, go ahead. Yes, Glenna, I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Now, I have a question, first of all. When we vote for the Democratic judges, does that put them in office now, or they still have to go up against the other judges in the fall?
When you vote for the judges, so if you vote in the Democratic primary and you pick, I believe it's either 8 or 10 judges that you can choose from, those winners will be matched with the 8 or 10 winners from the Republican side.
Okay.
They'll all be on the ballot in November, but they all get in. So really, the primary is the election.
Okay.
For all intents and purposes.
All right. And that's why I would not cross over for Lugar, because of his age, no matter what he's done for us. I think that we need to get every Democrat in office that we can, and I would not cross over for him. I mean, I've told my friend she was going to make that sacrifice and cross over. I said, we can sacrifice him. I'm already 83, and I'm working the polls, and I know I'll be wiped out for 2 or 3 days after I finish this. But I said, we can sacrifice him. He's 80. See, and for another 6 years, he would be almost 90. He would have to become the sacrificial lamb, so to speak, as far as I'm concerned, because I'm voting for everybody that's a Democrat.
All right, my sister, I appreciate it. Thank you. 239-1310, 239-1310, it's Afternoons with Amos. We'll take a break. We are live at the New Orleans House. We're talking about two endangered Indiana institutions. In our second hour, we'll talk about the Madam Walker Theater Center. Will it survive? What's the situation with the Walker? What can the community do to help? In our first hour, we're talking about Senator Richard Lugar, who started his career as president on the board of the Indianapolis Public School Board. Now he's in danger of losing in Tuesday's primary to Tea Party-flavored Republican candidate, State Treasurer Richard Murdoch. Dick Lugar is asking for people to cross over and vote for him, including African Americans. Would you cross over to save Dick Lugar? 239-1310, 239-1310. We're also talking about bullying. Also, did you get the card in the mail, the yellow card, telling you where your polling place is? Did it have your date of birth and part of your Social Security number? What a mess. It's Afternoons with Amos. We're live from the Avenue at the New Orleans House after these. Welcome back. 239-1310, 239-1310, it's Afternoons with Amos. I had to step outside. It's cloudy, but the sun is coming out a little bit out here on the Avenue. Back to the phones and Anonymous. Hi there. Go ahead.
How you doing this afternoon, Amos?
I'm fine down here on the Avenue, and the catfish is the bomb here at the New Orleans on the Avenue.
I'll be sure to try it, but I'm addressing the bullying issue at Tech. All three of my daughters was bullied, characterized, fought, beat up, expelled, and I just kept my heels in the grindstone, kept working with the administrators, offered them honor roll. We went to the expulsion board, and I put in for administrative transfer, and this was the key word. They said, your child is set up for failure. I put that on the paperwork, got it right back to them, and they didn't want to read that, but that's what they told me, and that got them graduated, Core 40. Thank you.
All right. I heard that. Thank you. Great testimony. Let me 239-1310, 239-1310, or send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 85620, keyword Amos. Back to the phones, and Jocelyn. Jocelyn, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Amos.
Good afternoon.
Now, I think you know why I'm calling. I'm president of the African-American Republican Council in Marion County.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And the pollsters have not polled African-Americans in terms of who they're going to support in this Republican primary. I know many of the people called in are Democrats, but I speak for the Republicans. We are standing with Dick Lugar. We will be supporting him on Election Day. Neither Murdoch or any of these other candidates you're talking about, I haven't seen them in my community, and I live in the Fifth Ward, which is predominantly Democratic.
Wait a minute, Amos. Yeah,
I said listen to all these callers who said they didn't even know about Richard Lugar. One thing, Richard Lugar, in those 36 years, has been very responsive to the community. That's why the Democrats never ran anybody against him. He has excellent constituent services. When you call his office, you get an answer. That is statewide, not just here in Marion County. You can't say that about any of your other congressional members. Now, if they want to have input and have a problem, let's retire Senator Lugar after this term, not on Tuesday. Richard Murdoch is supported by people that we don't support, and we will be out there on Election Day pushing Senator Lugar.
Jocelyn, first of all, I appreciate that feedback. And in looking at the information from the poll, the one question they did not ask any of the people polled was their race and ethnicity. So even though they surveyed 700 likely Republican voters and they broke it down by male and female and broke it down by age, they did not you know, ask race and ethnicity. So you're absolutely right. You know, they.
Desmond Luger, as you know, has been a friend to the African American community. John Hall, who is now over Hood, was his assistant state director. If you look at the staffs of some of these congressional members who are of the other color, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, they don't even know your name after you vote for them. And they don't have anybody working for them in their congressional offices who knows you.
Jocelyn, great points, my sister. I appreciate it as always. Let me go to Elaine at 239-1310. Hi there.
Yes, hi, Amos. I just had a couple of quick comments regarding the Walker Theater Center situation.
Okay.
What exactly is going on down there? What have they done with the monies that they have gotten over the years? What's the situation with the gentleman that was supposed to be suing them because they owed him rent and loan money, et cetera? And, I mean, it's like they want to come to the black community like, we have not supported the center, and we have, but before, my personal opinion, before the black community puts more money into that building, somebody needs to come forward and tell the black community what they've done with the grants and money that they have been given in the last 10 years. Where did it go? And how could you let a situation like that develop when you constantly are getting money? Where is the money going?
Well, I
tell
you what.
The community needs a breakdown before we put any more money in there.
Well, I tell you what, Elaine, you hold on, because when we get to 2 o'clock, folks from the Walker will be here to answer that question. But I got a question for you, Elaine. How much, in terms of revenue that the Walker takes in over a 12-month period, how much do you think their revenue is?
Well, because they never, quote-unquote, because of the fact that they never really tell anyone how much money they take in, you don't really have a clue.
I assume
that some of it goes to salaries, of course. Some of it goes to utilities, et cetera, the maintenance of the building. But excuse me, they went a whole year with a light being off the top of the building. So
where does
the money go?
No, I understand that, but here's my question. My question is, if I got a hold of their balance sheet or their income tax return and I looked at the line that said total revenue, how much do you think that would be?
Based on the events that they have over the year and the monies that they take in and the size of the theater center itself,
how
many people can it accommodate, maybe. A half a million, maybe.
Maybe
500,000.
You said a half a million, 500,000.
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Maybe a half a million.
Okay, I tell you what. You keep listening to your radio, because I'll reveal the answer in their last tax return. Because for nonprofit organizations, their income tax returns are public record, and I kind of peeped their tax return. And we'll tell everybody how much they actually took in and give you the breakdown in our second hour, okay?
I will definitely be listening.
All right. I know you will. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's Name. It's back to the phones. And Carrie, hi there.
Hi. I'm calling about the voter registration card issue.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm looking here at mine. I just got mine in the mail as of yesterday. And the only thing that is on mine is my name and my address and location where I go vote. No, my Social Security number is not on there, nor is my birthday.
Is that the yellow card?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's interesting that you didn't have the date of birth, but other people got it. And I still don't even have mine, but hopefully my letter carrier is going to deliver it today. I appreciate that, Carrie. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310's Afternoon's Name. Is back to the phones. And Tim. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Amos. How are you today?
I'm okay. What's up?
Well, I really want to thank you for bringing up this voter registration thing, because I got looking at my voter registration, my little yellow card, and my voter ID is my driver's license number, and it's put out there. I called them, and they said, yeah, we're aware of it. And they weren't too happy, you know. But she says, yeah, we're aware of the mistake, you know, but we have to have a way of identifying you. It's like, not my driver's license number, you know, I mean, with this identity theft and everything. I mean, it says, polling location, 8511 South Arlington. I'm in Franklin Township. Voter right. ID. I'm not going to read off all the numbers, but it's my driver's license number.
Wait a minute. So, Tim, did they put the last four digits of your driver's license number on the card?
They put the whole driver's license number.
The whole driver's license number?
Yes, sir. 8906 dash dash.
No. Don't say the rest of the number out on the public airwaves.
I'm not giving you the whole number.
Okay, so, all right.
I just gave you 8-9, you know, anyway, that's just your location anyway. But, yes, they have my voter. That's my driver's license number. I'm about furious. I don't know what to do. I mean, I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Maybe you know, ask some of your callers when they're calling in to look at that. Go grab, you know, just don't assume that's just a number, because I was just going to assume it. But I got thinking. 8906, because I've almost got my driver's license number memorized. And I went and looked at my license, and it's identical.
Here's the deal. The Board of Voter Registration is not under the mayor. It's not under the council. It is not under the county clerk. It's an independent agency run equally by two people. One person appointed by the Marion County Republican Party. Another person appointed by the Marion County Democratic Party. So you need to scream bloody murder at voter registration, scream bloody murder at every Democratic and Republican candidate and office holder, because you're absolutely right. Those numbers should not have been sent out on those cards.
You know, I mean, I'd just like to see if some of your other callers would look at their ID number and compare it to their driver's license. And it'd be an interesting topic for, you know, the rest of your conversation.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, Amos, also, thank you very much. And what's this deal with this Ryan Vaughn going to work for the mayor? Have you heard anything?
Oh, yeah. Ryan Vaughn has resigned as a member of the council. He's going to be chief of staff to the mayor starting on May the 14th, which is Monday after next. Anyway, let me move on.
I'm hearing that they're grooming him for mayor.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Let me go to Barbara at 239-1310. Barbara wants to talk a little bit about iStep. Barbara, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon. I called yesterday to let you know about the computers being down during iStep, and I left the email that you suggested, and I also received a call from the principal herself letting me know that it was a glitch within the IPS, not the school system, as the children were able to schedule to take the test, so they were able to make up any test time that they did miss. And I want to thank you for the information, because it did work really well, and I want to let Northwest High School know that they are on the ball, and I do appreciate it.
All right, I appreciate it, Barbara. Thank you. 239-1310, 239-1310 is afternoon's name. It's back to the phones. And Irene, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I just wanted to let you know that I did get my voter registration card, and they did change my polling place. And the voter ID number is my birth date, and the last four digits of my Social Security number.
So they put your birth date and the last four digits of your social?
Yes. They put the month, the day, and the year, and the last four digits of my social as my voter ID.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy. I heard the other caller. I said, well, let me go and look at my card. And I looked at it, and yeah, it's there. So I just wanted to let you know.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. Oh, this catfish is good. 239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon is the name. So let me go back to the phones. And Toya, hi there. Toya, go ahead.
Hi, Amos. I live in Pike Township, and me and my husband received our voter registration cards on yesterday. And mine lists my date of birth and the last four digits of my Social Security number. And also, they changed our polling place. So I hope they're sending out these cards. They send them out in enough time to where we can go vote at the correct polling place.
Did they change your polling place?
Yes, they did. We used to vote at Guyan Elementary School. Now it's like at where the old YMCA used to be on Guyan.
So they moved They moved you down to the old YW.
Correct, at the Racket Club place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, again, on polling place movement, blame the mayor. Oh, you don't. I got this email yesterday. You're not going to believe this. I got this email yesterday. announcing a polling place change. Now, here we are 5 days before the election. The mayor's office had to change a polling place. Evidently, there's a precinct down in Perry Township, Perry Township Precinct 34. That's, you know where State Road 37 is, like you're driving to Bloomington?
Yeah.
The precinct is located west of State Road 37. They had the polling place for this precinct over by White River at Southport High School, which is over by U.S. 31. Well,
wow.
Somebody discovered that that's 5 miles away from the precinct, and that violates state law. So the mayor's office had to make an emergency change 5 days before the election of a polling place because obviously someone in the mayor's office doesn't know how to read a map. You know, as many computerized map programs, you got Google Map, Yahoo Map, Microsoft Map, Apple Map, Map, Rand McNally Electronic Map, and nobody in the mayor's office with all the computers they got up there could read a map that shows White River is nowhere close to U.S. 31. Maybe the mayor's office needs to take a refresher course in basic geography. Anyway, I appreciate the call. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We've got Greg Bowes, who is running for the Democratic nomination for one of the Superior Court judges, and he was the one that kind of pointed out this problem with the voter cards. He's on the line. Brother Greg Bowes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Amos. How about you?
I'm fine. Now, naturally, I haven't gotten my card yet, and I'm hearing from people to say that it's their date of birth on the card, it's their driver's license number, Social Security number. What's going on?
I don't know what has happened here. The reason I'm upset is there were 4 other non-slated candidates along with me who asked voter registration to give us data from the voter registration computer.
Right.
And they refused to give it to us. The election board adopted a policy that says when voter registration is supposed to give out this data, they better restrict it only to the name and address. And they voiced all these concerns about how they didn't want to promote identity theft and pass around all this private information, and yet they're the ones who immediately violated the policy. And one of the things that bothers me, I was listening to your caller talk about his complaints, and then you made some statement that you should complain to the county chairman and any of the Democratic or Republican candidates, and I would suggest you shouldn't talk to us unslated candidates because we're just trying to follow the law, do a responsible candidacy, try and let the voters know who we are and get elected. But, you know, the people who are closer to the party are giving out public information at the same time as they're saying they're trying to protect it.
And, you know, I'm wondering, since I'm hearing everybody say that these numbers were all, as I'm hearing it, and again, I've not seen the card, is all on one line called a voter ID number. I'm wondering whether their vendor, the person they hired to print up these cards, messed up.
I don't know. I do know this from the older voter registration database I got in 2009.
Yeah.
There is a unique identifying number. It's about 20 or 25 digits long. It's sort of gobbledygook and randomized. It does not ever include your driver's license number, your birthday, or the last 4 digits of your Social Security number. And I've talked to different unslated candidates. We've all looked at our postcards. Mine has my birthday in the last 4. Another candidate has his driver's license. And they're not really the voter ID number when you get the full database. It's identified as your date of birth. It's identified as your last 4 or your driver's license number. And there's this whole 25-digit number that's supposed to be your ID number.
Let me ask you, since you are one of the unslated candidates on the Democratic side, are you concerned with this appeal that Senator Lugar made this morning at a press conference appealing to Democrats to cross over? Because somebody that's a Democrat that would cross over and vote for Dick Lugar might be somebody to vote for an unslated Democratic candidate for judge. Are you concerned that Democrats are going to, you know, take advantage of this and listen to Dick Lugar's appeal and try to help him out one more time?
Well, you know, Dick Lugar's been a good senator. I would suggest that people have the right to choose which party ballot they want to ask for anytime they go to a primary election. I hope Democrats want to look at Democrat candidates and help those competent, qualified candidates get elected.
All right. Greg Bowes, he's running for Marion County Superior Court Judge. As always, thanks very much for being with us. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. At the top of the hour, we'll talk about the Walker, what's going on across the street from the New Orleans House. And if you come out to the New Orleans House, have a great lunch, 10%. We'll go back to the Madam Walker Theater and the Madam Walker Urban Life Center. 239-1310, 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. We'll take a break. Back with more of your calls after these. All right. 239-1310, 239-1310, it's Afternoons with Amos. Back to the phones, and Margaret. Margaret, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Amos. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine.
I was looking at my voter's registration card after I heard a number of people speak about the ID on the card, so I got mine, and my driver's license number is on the back as my ID on that voter's registration card. However, I did get a second card in the mail for somebody who does not live at my address, who has been using my address, and his driver's license number is on the back of that card. I was putting it out there for the mailman to return back. But I think I'm going to turn this into the police department, so thank you, voter registration, for that information.
All
and
right.
Secondly, Dick Lugar has been a senator that works with foreign issues with our government all these years. His not living in Indiana has not been an importance to us, but I don't think we should cross over because his campaign ads are against President Obama, and if we are for President Obama, vote Democratic. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Appreciate it. 239-1310, 239-1310. Back to the phones. And Jane, Jane, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Amos.
Hi.
What I was calling for, I haven't gotten my new card yet, but I did receive my husband's voter registration card.
Yep.
Amos, we've in Pike Township, and they got our polling location at Perry Meridian High School.
Where's the polling?
It's down south.
Where's the polling location at?
Perry Meridian High School, 401 West Meridian School Road.
Whoa! Wait a minute. Where? Oh, you, they sent out about 5,000 cards that had the wrong polling place on it.
Uh huh.
And you are one of those people. You're gonna get probably tomorrow, or no later than Monday, a white postcard that'll
okay.
have the correct one on it. But I tell you where you can call and find out where your polling place is. Okay.
Okay. Let me get a pen. You got a pen real quick.
Okay, you ready for the number?
Yes.
327.
327.
8683.
8683. 8683.
Yes, ma'am. 327.
Okay, and they also have his birthday on here and the last four digits of his social security number.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord,
yeah.
Lord, Lord.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear. Good luck to you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Amos. All right.
All righty. 239-1310. 239-1310. It's Afternoons with Amos. Let me go back to the phones. And Bob. Hi, Bob.
Thank you, Amos. Hey, how you doing, Amos?
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey, I just got a question for you. Why did they change the polling places?
Wait, Bob? Bob, I'm hearing like a radio or a loudspeaker in the background. Can you kind of turn that down?
Yes.
Okay, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay, I got a question and comment. Why did they change the voting places where you vote?
Because the mayor's office doesn't know what they're doing. There were a few polling places that had to be changed because building configurations or what have you, but most of the polling place changes that the mayor's office made did not have to be made.
Okay, my comment is, it seems like it's another ploy by the Republicans. It's a subterfuge that they're using to discourage or to get people not to vote in the upcoming presidential election.
You know, I would agree with you if all the changes occurred in Democratic precincts. They did not. The mayor's office was so doofus, they were making changes in Republican areas as well.
They had to do that, you know, to cover up. That their overall plan, you know. So to me, that's the gist of it. You know, they're trying to discourage people from voting in this most important election that's coming up.
Well, you know what? Well, no, here's what I'm going to say. If Dick Lugar loses Marion County, then he can blame Mayor Greg Ballard in the mayor's office for changing 25% of all the precincts around, including a bunch of Republican areas. So if Dick Lugar loses Marion County, blame the mayor. 239-1310. Let me go back to the phones and Jerry. Hi, Jerry. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Amos?
Hi.
Last year at School 67 on Somerset, I didn't get a call and said they had remodeled the school, and come and find out people didn't have nowhere to go to vote at School 93 on Bell Mountain. I don't know how many people didn't know about this. They remodeled School 67. They remodeled it.
Right.
And I went there. I didn't know they had remodeled.
So did you get a yellow card in the mail telling you where you vote?
No. One of my neighbors told me at the end. She said, School 93. I said, well, I didn't get in the mail saying I had to go vote. So if people on Somerset know live on the west side, between kids in our area, they got to go to School 93 to vote on Belmont, and the new school by Belmont Park.
Okay. So you sure you know where you're going on Election Day?
Yeah, School 93, because okay. They remodeling the school, 67. They remodeling it. It's an IPS school. They remodeling now. It'll be ready again. Nothing. They remodeling to next year.
All righty, my brother. I appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go to Jaxter at 239-1310. Jaxter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Amos?
I'm okay.
Okay, I just listened to you enjoying myself. But that lady that called in earlier said she don't care who a person is. As long as they Democrat, she going to check them out. Now, what about that guy's name, Edwards, that was running for president, and all them Democrats are trying to get him in the White House? Now he's going to go to prison. What's up with that?
Wait, which one was this?
Was his name Edwards?
Oh, John Edwards. Yeah, he was Democrat, and he going to jail.
And they was having a fit trying to vote that guy in. I'm a Democrat, don't get me wrong, but sometimes you got to look at a person's principles and policies and where they come from.
All right, good points as always, my brother. I appreciate it. All right, you too. Let me go to Anonymous at 239-1310. Anonymous, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. I just wanted to say that the track record of the Senate lately is that they haven't really been able to accomplish much, so I'm not really sure how people can tell who's going to be the one to go in there and be a game changer. And as far as giving Mr. Lugar a chance, what has he done lately to really gain the confidence of the Democrat community to make them feel like they should cross over and vote for him and not vote for one of the other Democrats?
You know, that's a very, very good question. You know, we have asked for an interview all during this primary season, or really for the last, you know, couple of years, to try to get Senator Lugar, you know, in to be able not only to listen to all of you, but to take your questions. We were not able to do that. We've done a couple of interviews with him, you know, on tape. Mm-hmm. We were able to play that, but I think he missed an opportunity over these last several years to come on the program to listen to Hoosiers, not to listen to me, but to listen to all of you and to listen to your issues and your concerns. I think if the senator had done more of that, mm-hmm. over the last 4 or 5 years, he wouldn't be in the trouble he's in today, 4 days before an election.
Yeah, because I'm not really sure what he's done, but it seems like lately, it seems like if you're a Democrat, you're for the people. If you're a Republican, it seems like you got a lot of things you're trying to take away from the people. So I think when people vote, they're going to be more concerned about whether they vote Democrat or Republican, not just so much as to help a person out, but to a person that's going to really do what they need to do. And I have one more question, sir. Do
yes.
you have a website that you can go to review the candidates?
Yes. If you go, you live in Indianapolis?
Yes.
All right. If you go to indy.gov/VIP, indy.gov, and then the slash line, then VIP,
mm-hmm.
that'll take you to the county's voter information portal. It'll tell you where your polling place is and also tell you the names of the candidates that are on the ballot.
Okay.
Okay?
All righty. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let me quickly go to Stephen at 239-1310. Stephen, you're on the air. Go ahead. Stephen? You're on the air. Go ahead. Stephen going once. Stephen going twice. Let me go to SP at 239-1310. Hi there. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. How are you, Amos?
I'm fine.
I just like to say I think everybody who has who's registered to vote, please get out and vote. So many people died for the right for blacks to vote. I think, too, that we should not vote for Lugar, let the cards fall where they may, believe that Obama will win the election and with the fellow Democrats in the party.
All righty. I appreciate that. Thank you. 239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoons with Amos. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll switch from voting and Senator Lugar, one Indiana institution endangered. If you just tuned in, new poll came out today by Howie, DePaul University poll. Dick Lugar losing to Richard Murdoch by 10 percentage points among likely Republican voters in the primary on Tuesday. Is Senator Lugar endangered? That's what we discussed in the first hour.